St. Joseph's Hospital in St. John is currently running a campaign entitled Because She Matters, with the aim of replacing the hospital's aging ultrasound machine. The campaign aims to raise over $100,000 to purchase the machine, which is used for breast biopsies to check for signs of cancer. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Trish Hamilton, Marketing and Community Engagement Coordinator for St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation, about the importance of early diagnosis of breast cancer and how the campaign will help ensure high quality healthcare for people in and around St. John.
St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation is currently raising money for the Because She Matters campaign, and this campaign is directly supporting women's health. In our mammography department, over the years, we have provided, through fundraising efforts, mammography machines. But now we need a new breast ultrasound. Now, the breast ultrasound that we have is about 10 years old. So you can imagine how technology has come in 10 years, right? So better imaging, clearer imaging, more precise imaging is going to give a better diagnosis, and it's going to give it sooner. So these machines, the new one that we are currently fundraising for, is going to replace a 10-year-old machine right now. So, it's got paddles that are being worn out and, a software program that needs to be replaced as well. And all of that stuff is very expensive. So we do a lot of fundraising for the Women's Health Center here at St. Joseph's. And we're really excited about this program and about being able to help women.
And so what does the campaign involve at the moment?
Well, right now, the breast imaging and diagnostic procedures that we do range about 12,000 per year. So, the impact of getting a new piece of machinery is really important. Right now, what we're doing, we have social media, we have a mail-out campaign that we're doing as well. We also have a QR code and things like that people can, click on and give whatever they can. This is really a community issue, making sure that we're taking care of folks in our community. So having community support and community input is really important when it comes to campaigns like this.
Well, what is the actual aim financially towards the machine, and how are you doing so far?
Well, we have, I would say, about a quarter of our goal, and we are looking at $120,000, and that would cover the cost of the machine and the shipping and the installation and the software and all of that stuff. And so far, we're doing pretty good. Any money that we get over the $120,000 is going to go directly into the Women's Wellness Program here at St. Joe's. So we're very excited. We're sure we're going to hit our goal. We know St. John is super generous, and it's not even just St. John. I mean, these machines and the Women's Wellness Center spans for all of Region 2, and that's from Sussex to St. Stephen's. So, there's definitely a need. And one of the greatest things about this machine, too, that we were told when we were upstairs talking to Dr. Heidi King, was that a woman can come in for a mammogram, and if they find something, move her immediately to the breast ultrasound. And even from there, in some cases, do a biopsy right on the spot. So a machine like this really helps zero in on, if there's anything to be concerned about. And having, this process right there, it means fewer visits for women, a lot less stress, because if there's something that you find on the mammogram machine, the women aren't going to have to wait. And so that's a big thing, too, is trying to take the stress and discomfort away from the entire process. We have statistics that say that 620 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and that's just in New Brunswick. 120 women will die from breast cancer in New Brunswick, and those were the numbers from 2025. So 1 in 8 develop breast cancer. So a machine like this is really important for early detection, more accurate diagnoses, improved patient outcomes, because, of course, the sooner that we find things like this, the sooner we treat it, and the sooner we get women healthy, and that's the whole point of the machine.
What is your kind of target date to finish this, or to achieve the aim?
Campaign end dates, we're going to raise the funds until we get them. I mean, we are committed to purchasing this piece of equipment, so we're hoping by the end of May that we can put the order in and get it here and get it shipped. Sometimes that takes a couple months, but knowing that we're raising the money for it and that it will be on the way is really promising. So we're very excited about it. We're asking the community to just reach out. It could be a mother, a sister, there are women in our community who really need this. And so we're, you know, we're asking the community to be a part of it and support Because She Matters. Social media is a super powerful tool, and we do have information on our Facebook page, on LinkedIn, on Instagram as well. There are QR codes out there. You can visit our website as well, St. Joseph's Hospital Foundation. And also, you know, come on into the office. We, you know, we'd love to talk to people about what we're doing. You know, you can make donations through Canada Helps as well. But there are several different ways to get involved and to make those donations, and they don't even have to be large donations. Just showing that you care about women in the community is going to be extremely helpful and very much appreciated, not just by us, but by our patients.
Are there other campaigns going on at the moment? Campaigns coming up?
I'm not supposed to talk about it, but we have a raffle coming up for a side-by-side. And it's directly going to support this campaign as well. So if everybody wants to just kind of maybe keep an eye out for that, that'll be coming sometime in March. We'd love to let women know in Region 2 that, you know, we're on your side. We're working for you. We want the best possible outcomes. We want to change the statistics. And we're hopeful that because of this new breast ultrasound machine, that we're going to be able to do that. So we want to thank everybody who has already given, and we want to thank folks who are going to step up and give.
More information about this campaign and the work of the foundation can be found at stjosephshospitalfoundation.com. The Canadian Cancer Society recommends that between the ages of 40 and 74, women, both cis and trans, as well as non-binary and gender-diverse people with breast tissue, should be screened for breast cancer every 2 years. More information can be found at cancer.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.